I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Judges in Iran have sentenced five protesters to death since Sunday, accusing them of enmity against God. Women remain on the front lines of Iran's protest movement, despite the regime's increasing crackdown. Transform Iran's CEO Lana Silk says,
"The current dynamics in Iran are exactly where our heart is, to help the women find the courage and the audacity to stand up and say, no, I want more. I want more and I'm worth more."
Iran holds more than 5 million prostitutes, drug addicts, and victims of sexual sin. Transform Iran's Pearl of Persia ministry serves women on the lowest tiers of society.
We disciple them weekly over a year. We give them access to some trauma counseling, and then we find a way out for them.
And a foreign minister of Bangladesh says the country's been left alone to help 1 million Rohingya refugees. International funding to help them has decreased every year. Greg Kelly with World Mission works among the Rohingya, giving them humanitarian relief as well as solar-powered audio Bibles. They've seen many of the refugees get baptized in the nearby Bay of Bengal.
We did this secret baptism service where we kind of came from one direction, they came from another, and we met secretly on the beaches, and they ran out one by one and were baptized. And it was an amazing celebration, but we had to rush away. We couldn't really celebrate with them after the fact. And it's because they're persecuted.
World Mission is setting up a training center in southern Bangladesh for Rohingya church leaders. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. In the Middle East and North Africa, isolated believers risk everything to live out their faith. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the region, offers a free prayer guide that provides specific ways to pray and shares the stories of believers who can't freely worship. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.